Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. Sorry for the little disconnection just a while ago. It was a break in between. Well, we are back on. We will not give the enemy no credit today. We'll pray before we go into our show today. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every caller that have called in already on the air, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for this show today, dear Heavenly Father, where we will discuss on spiritual gifts today, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for everyone that will come in later on the archives, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be what you would have it to be. Move Sadie out the way and let the Holy Spirit come in, dear Heavenly Father. Bless each and every person everywhere. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we have an exciting topic talking about using your spiritual gifts. And you know, a spiritual gift is a significant ability given to each believer by the Holy Spirit, who thus equip and move members of the church to serve in special ways for Christ and his kingdom. My. We just want to give God praise this morning for this topic. And today we're going to break down some of the spiritual gifts, such as some that people really never think that they can use in the church as a gift that God has given them, the ability. And we're going to use some of them today: administration, discernment, exaltation, hospitality, and writing. A lot of people, you know, they go with just certain ones, but we're going to go down and get to the meat of it today. If you have these things that God have given you that I called out today, it's time for you to start using your spiritual gifts that God have given to you. Not man, but that God have given to you. And so today, we're going to start off with administration. Because, you know, so many people say, well, I can't do this, and I can't. Oh, yes, you can. God has put it on the inside of you. And, you know, on administration, it's the gift of administration. You can find that in the 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 28th verse. And it's talking about administration means to governor, to pilot, to direct or steer. It was used to steer a ship. A person with the gift of administration is a good strategy, thinking, organization, has supervisual skills, and manages people and project well. When directed by leadership, this person can help accomplish the job effectively. So now those of you that know you have administration skills, they can be used in your church. I just told you what all you can do with your administration skill. The leadership needs this because everybody is not put in an administration position. But God have given you that talent, have given you that spiritual gift that will help you. The board is lit up today like a Christmas tree. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, we're going to bring, before I bring my special guest on today, we have a pastor that's going to come on today. But let me finish on benefit, and we're going to, on the administration of the things that you can do. The gift administration can help leadership accomplish great things. Good administration can save time and money. In a volunteer situation, the gift of administration can bring professional-type skill to many events, meetings, and projects. So that means in your church, you need to have a good administrative leader. And I know a lot of you all that's listening to this broadcast today, y'all know if you're not one yourself, you know somebody has these skills that can be utilized in the body of Christ. So I'm going to stop for a few minutes and bring my special guest on at area code 713-991-5520. Would you hit one on your keypad and I'll bring you right on in, guest? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, woman of God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have in our midst today Pastor Stephanie Hill, and she is the minister here in Houston, Texas, a diamond in the rough ministry. And she's one of the guests. We're going to bring some more on, but she's one of our main guests today. And Pastor Hill, would you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, please?
Well, I thank the Lord, you know, for saving me. I got saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost at 12 years old, and God called me. I got a long time ago. I went through a life of abuse and drug addiction, and God delivered me from a whole lot of things. And I know that'll be another show. If I go on, we'll be writing a book. But God saved me and delivered me from crack cocaine since October 2nd, 1993. And God delivered me and called me into ministry, and I evangelized for almost 20 years. And then He called me to be a full time pastor October 8th, 2006. And I've been pastoring ever since. And I just truly thank God, you know, for where He brought me from and where He's bringing me to. We also are a 501c3 nonprofit organization where we help families, less fortunate kids and women of abuse, and we counsel with we do marriage counseling and a lot of things we do, you know, in the communities. We also go back and we minister to people on drugs, going to shelters. We do a lot of teen intervention. And I just truly thank God for saving me, and I just thank God for the opportunity to wake up every day, you know, and just to say, Lord, I just thank Him for saving me where He brought me from. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just excited
today.
Thank
you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, I am so happy and elated to have you, Pastor Hill, on Jaw Clock Talk Radio today. And we are talking about spiritual gifts today. And
yes, ma'am.
I had wrote down a few that I was telling the audience about. I started off with administration, and then I have discernment,
right,
which is, you know, a lot of people don't use in the church like the older saints used to use.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
You know, 1 Corinthians 12:10, it says to, you know, distinguish between spirits. Discernment means to be able to distinguish between right and wrong.
And that's right.
Good and evil.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
And it's having a logical, judicious ability to think through these issues. You know, it is the ability to discern whether a saying, teaching, doctrine, written word, or event is good or evil. It could be true or false.
False.
And, you know, there's ability to read between the line and to get to the truth of an issue.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, spiritual battles, whether in a small group or in a church, is a serious concern.
Yes,
and discernment is a valuable asset to have.
Oh,
this
gift
to help guide the church both in more ordinary decision of deep spiritual issues. So, Pastor Hill, you would like to talk on that a little bit, on discernment of the spirit, administration, and God probably placed other ones in your memory bank right now that you would like to tell the audience about.
Yes, well, discerning of the spirits, it's a gift of revelation. It's a gift of God that's communicating with the mind of the church. I remember when Jesus was walking through the crowd and the woman touched the hem of His garment, He said, "Who touched me?" Because He had discerned that He had been touched, and that virtue went out of Him. But the discerning of the spirits is a gift that includes, it's a God-given ability to challenge or cope with different spirits. You'll know, whether the spirit is, you know, how you pass by people, you be around people, you say, you know, there's something about that person that I'm not feeling comfortable with. Well, that's your spiritual, that's your discernment, that you discern that it was something that didn't quite well about people. I've heard people that don't understand the gift and how gifts operate. They'll come in and say, it's just something about that person. And that's when you begin to identify that they have the gift of discernment. And a lot of people are not being taught about the gifts in the church. And what the Lord showed me that the gift, all nine gifts, and then you have 12. You have more gifts. But all nine gifts are actually supposed to be operating in the church, and they're not doing it. The nine gifts of the Spirit and the fivefold ministry. And they're not operating in the church, you know. And a lot of people are really scared of the gifts because the gifts are gifts of revelation, like the gift of prophecy, you know, that's a gift of revelation, and the gift of wisdom, you know. And a lot of people, the reason why they don't like to operate in the gifts is because some people are scared of them, what they don't know. So that's why it's very important that people get to understand the gifting and what the gifts are really for.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that is Amen. So true. And as you were speaking of that, for those that may be listening in or come later on the archive, it is 12 different spiritual gifts and more. And
right.
I'm going to list just in case someone was not sure of their gifting and calling that God have on their life. It's a gift of administration, apostle,
right.
craftsmanship,
right.
artist, discernment, evangelism,
mm-hmm.
exaltation, faith,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
giving, hospitality.
Right.
We're going to talk a little about that one too. Intercession,
right.
knowledge,
mm-hmm.
leadership,
mm-hmm.
mercy, music, musical instruments, the gift, a pastor, of
mm-hmm.
service, of teaching, wisdom, and writing. We're going to get on that one today too. On the writing, because a lot of people don't realize some people have an ability to sit down
yeah.
and just look at you and just go to writing you the most beautiful word, because that's a spiritual gift God has given to some.
Right, right. Amen.
And as I was thinking of, you know, going through the word for this topic today, and I said, Lord, you know, so many people are sitting in churches that can't operate the gift, want to operate it, but are not allowed to operate it. So many of the gifts that you have given them.
Yes.
And so they sit idle on a pew. And my little philosopher said, you know, for me, said, why sit ye here and die? Why die
Come
here, sitting here, when God have given you more to do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, you do, you know, and you know, for somebody maybe just coming in, or if you want to call somebody and tell them to tune into this show, they can call area code 646-716-4389. That number again that they can call in is 646-716-4389. And if any of the callers that's on my switchboard now would like to say something, just hit one on your keypad and I'll gladly bring you in. Because the world need to hear what you have to say, because you may be sitting on a gift, not realizing a spiritual gift God had given you, and you just don't know what to do with it. You want to go forth, but you're afraid, or where you are, you're not able to use it, and God had given it to you to use. So by all means, let us know if you would like to say anything. And Pastor, here, just go on a little bit more and just
okay.
talk about some of these gifts.
Well, the gifts of revelation are wisdom, knowledge, and discerning of the spirits. And then you have the gifts of inspiration, which is God speaking to the church, which is the tongues, the interpretation, and prophecy. Those are gifts of inspiration. Because the gifts are broke down, they're broke down into segments, just like the administration. Each gift has something that God brings to the body of Christ, to edify the body of Christ. the gift of prophecy is brought into the body of Christ to edify and to build. And the gifts of demonstration is faith, healing, and miracles. A lot of people are really scared of prophecy in the church. They're scared of the tongues. I have a family member that actually goes to a church that she got filled with the Holy Ghost and recently got the gift of tongues, but she'd been filled with the Holy Ghost, but she got the gift of tongues. And she said, but I can't speak in tongues in my church. They won't allow us to. We can't speak in tongues in the church. And so she began to ask me different things about the speaking in tongues in the church and about the interpretation and all of that. And I began to as God gave me wisdom, because you have to use wisdom, you know, because sometimes people they're in a church and you want to make sure that they're, you know, that you don't stray them wrong. So I've asked God to give me the wisdom on how to really minister to her, you know, concerning, you know, her and being able to operate in her gift in the body of Christ. And because a lot of churches are not allowing people to use their gifts, and the people are looking for something. They're looking for edification. They're looking for exaltation, and that's what the gifts are for. The fivefold ministry, you know, the fivefold ministry is supposed to operate in the church, which is the apostle, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, you know, and the pastor. The fivefold is to help to carry on the ministry, to build the ministry. And but the gift of tongues was given. It was a God-given ability which enables a believer to speak in a language which he does not understand, but is speaking directly to God. It's a personal thing, and that's a gift that's free to anyone. We all are born with a gift, and some people don't know what their gifts are. But if you just, you know, spend some time with God, quality time with God, and really tap into the Spirit, you know, with the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to, and ask God to show me who I am, God. Show me what my gifts are. Because of the gift of tongue is a gift that's free to anyone who wants it. But it's speaking is directly to God. The enemy don't know. When you pray in your heavenly language, and, you know, the enemy does not know what you're saying, because that's direct. That's between you and God. That's a personal conversation between you and God. And also the interpretation, the gift of interpretation of tongues, is a gift that was given by God to give you the ability to bring forth a message which is unknown in the tongues. That means that when somebody's going forth in the tongue, then there's an interpreter that can interpret exactly what that person is saying. And that's when they're speaking to the whole body of Christ. Now, when you're speaking in tongues and you're in your prayer time, that's between you and God. And when you're in the body of Christ, then they'll have an interpreter that will interpret what you're speaking to the whole body. Amen?
Amen.
And, yes, ma'am. And the gift of prophecy, which is one of the gifts I operate in, it's one of my operating the gift of wisdom. I'm pretty much operating in all of the gifts. All praises be to God. But the gift of prophecy is the ability to speak forth the message from God, which is received, you know, from the Holy Spirit, and is brought forth to the people. And it's to build, it's to edify, it's to correct. And sometimes when people get a prophecy, it doesn't always be a good one, but in the end, it's what's good for you. So mm-hmm. Prophecy is just the truth from God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And as you were saying that on prophecy, you know, for those that's not sure, you can pick up your Bible and go to Romans 12:6. It'll tell you about prophecy, 1 Corinthians, mm-hmm. also 12:10, and Ephesians 4:11. And it's to speak forth the message of God to his people, as she was saying. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people really don't know Pastor Hill, and they want to know more, but like you just say, some of them are afraid to go forth, because if they're not allowed in the sanctuary or something to do some of the gifts, that leaves them stagnated. So
yes,
today,
ma'am,
we want to bring forth that topic today, all the spiritual gifts that God has given you, because God gave it to you, not man. God gave you that.
Yes, ma'am.
And we have a lot of people today that's online. Anybody that would like, come on. I have a pastor, McKenzie. If you would like to come on, just hit 1 on your keypad. You may want to say something to us. or area code 435, and so on, because we would love to hear from you all today, because we're talking on a conversation on from the Word of God on the spiritual gifts that a lot of people don't realize that they have. Some have them and don't know how to operate in them. So today we wanted to put that on the floor where we will be able to help others that bring it to the light. And I have area code 918. If also, if you would like to say something, because we don't want to do all the talking. This show is for everybody, because everybody has a spiritual gift God has given to them. And if you want to share, that's, you know, that's good. And if you want to learn more about it, we all on this line today to help and to educate those that may not know. We thank God for this program today.
Yes, ma'am.
And as an exaltation, I looked up the scripture to find that in Romans 12 and 18, mean exaltation means to come alongside of someone with words of encouragement, comfort, consolation, and counsel to help them be all God wants them to be. That's what we're doing really today. We, you know, we exalting because we want God, you know, he's going to get the credit, the glory, not us, but we're just being his mouthpiece today, you know. And I love to encourage people and comfort people, you know, in all walks of life. Oh, we have someone coming on right now. I'm going to bring this person on. Yes, ma'am, area code 919. You're now on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine, ma'am. I wanted to know, as far as, you know, I know we're talking about spiritual gifts, but how do you know if you walk in the office of a prophet from, like, the gift of prophecy?
Okay. Pastor Hill, we'll let you take that question.
Okay. The office of a prophet is when you actually walk, because you have different operations. You have the spirit of prophecy, you have the gift of prophecy, and you have the office of a prophet. When you walk in the office of a prophet is when you actually walk in all of the operations. You see, you discern, you hear. You walk in the full operation of the prophets. Now, the spirit of prophecy is like, say, for instance, you're in the setting of a church, and the gifts are flowing in that church. And then God might give you a word, and you're like, oh, my God, God has given me something to say. And you just, it just randomly, the Holy Spirit hits you, and then he give you something to say to the body of Christ. That's the spirit of prophecy. That's when it's just operating in the church. And when you walk in the actual office of a prophet, it's when you demonstrate and you operate in all of the, you know, in all of the gifting in prophecy, that whether it's, like I say, seeing, hearing, you know, and speaking, but actually you walk in the office of it. Did you understand? You understand?
Yes, ma'am. I did.
Okay, so when you let's say when you hear God, like let's just say that you may be at home and are you with a friend, or you're on the phone, or maybe you're in prayer with somebody, and God give you a word for someone, then you say, well, the Lord told me to say such and such and such. I'm sorry, that's the way I'm explaining it to you. I'm so sorry. But then maybe he might give you a vision, and then you might. You know what I'm saying? So when you walk in the office, you walk in all the operations of the gifting.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, ma'am. I do.
Okay.
Thank you so
much. Well, praise God. So do you have that gift? Or do you believe you have it, or you're not sure?
I believe I have it. But I remember, you know, somebody saying different. Like, I do see, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I also hear from God.
Right.
Like, I know once before this church that I went to, the pastor, you know, said some stuff to me about, you know, he was saying that there's a difference, and I have read up that there is a difference, but he was saying how, well, some some of the things he said, I don't think he knew enough about it to really explain it to me. But some of the things, he questioned it. But I don't really, I know that I see and I know I hear the voice of God.
There you go.
And
right.
He asked me, he said, you know, how do you know? And I said, he said, how do you know you hear the voice of God? And I said, well, the Bible says my sheep know my voice. You know,
right.
You know, sometimes when somebody throws something in there, it kind of, you know, make you question it. But,
yeah.
I mean, the gift of God, the gifts of God is without repentance. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, I didn't
yes.
give it to myself. I know that God gave it to me.
Right.
But I just really wanted to hear somebody else's point of view,
yeah.
you know, and the things
yeah.
that you just described, those are the things that I experience.
Right. That's
so,
when you know you walk in the office of a prophet. Those of us, when you walk in the office, when you can hear, see, you know, and speak, that's when you walk
mm-hmm.
in the actual office. And you have the gift and the office, really, they kind of coincide. But the spirit of prophecy is when you're just in a setting and the prophetic anointing is going forth and God just randomly, you know, give you a word. That's because that's the spirit of prophecy. It falls upon a person in the setting. But when you walk in the office and when you walk in all of the demonstration of the gift of the prophet.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, as in the office, it's kind of like you wear it like a coat, right? It's always there. It might not
yes,
be like
ma'am.
You prophesy all day long, you know, every day,
right.
but it's there. So,
right,
yeah.
right. That's your gift. That's who you are. That's what you're prone to. And it just becomes a part of your even you might be in a set, you might be driving down the road somewhere and or even in a store and the Lord give you a word for someone and you go and you say, well, Lord, I don't want to say that to that person. And the Lord said, Go tell that person such and such and such, because the gift is always working. It's in you, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's the Holy Spirit down on the inside of you.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you
I
so
hope
much.
I helped you. Yes,
you did.
Ma'am.
I really appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes, ma'am. All right, God bless you.
God bless you also.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
God bless you, caller, for calling in. That's why I say this show is where everyone can learn, because you can be sitting in a church and not knowing how to operate your gift, knowing what you got, but not quite the understanding. Because I know one church I was at, you know, and I just merely asked the pastor, could I have a meeting with him, and he wanted to know what I wanted to talk about. And I told him, he said, oh, well, I don't believe in women pastors, and I don't do, or I haven't preached on this, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. And I kept saying, okay, God, I'm not at the right place, because if they can't explain none of this to me, that means I'm not where I should supposed to be. So I had to make a change, quick and in a hurry, because I wanted to be where God wanted me to be able to do what he have called me to do. And that's where a lot of people are today, men and women too, not just women. They're in situation and in places and body of Christ where they're not able to operate the gift. Because if you're in a fivefold ministry, all the gifts should be operating in that body. They're all supposed to be working together. And, as I was going through, even for evangelism, you know, it's to be a messenger of the good news of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
They mean they are messages of God, evangelists. You know, a lot of people say, well, no, you're not evangelist. How do you know you're evangelist? You doing that, you know, you may not go, everybody don't go by a title, but you're doing the work God have called for you to do. Yes, ma'am. And, you know, healing, that's another one. Some people know they have a gift to lay hands on people. Okay. Oh, we have another caller. Hold on. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air. Oh, they called drop. Well, praise be to God. They'll probably call back. On healing. Oh, here, they're back. I think we'll hear someone else. Let's see. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly what my gift is, but it seems like whenever I open my mouth, whether it's good or bad, things happen. So a lot of churches that I go to, they're kind of scared of me because sometimes I'm not conscious of what I'm saying, but after I say it, it's like, oh, my gosh. So it's like, how can I, you know, kind of, I don't know. I'm kind of like trying to search for a church that would kind of accept me and kind of teach me how to work whatever I got and not be afraid of me. I mean, whether it be bad or good, you know, I don't know, whatever it is. So, and then I'm like questioning, well, is it actually from God? And then one prophet was like, well, you gotta decide what kind of gift you actually have. So I'm kind of like wondering, you know, if you have any discernment about it, if because I talk in tongues. I know I speak the language of the angels. I know this. And I get the burning all the time, and I absolutely love it because I know that, you know, God is with me at that point when I get that burning sensation. But I do scare a lot of people because of the fact whenever I talk to them, either it's really good and it comes true or you're about to be judged. And it's not like I consciously do it. It's just flowing out of me. And then, you know, when I'm stopped talking or whatever, they got their mouth dropped down low, you know. So I'm like, I'm really kind of, I'm really trying to actually identify my gift and then actually try to, you know, make it a little bit stronger, you know, or you know, be more cultural with it or more, you know, personable with it. I don't know.
Do you want to still play with the stuff that's here?
So on that one, I'm going to have Pastor Hill help me on this one here. But
okay.
I, to myself, on this here, I remember I've grown more in the spiritual gifting than it was at first when it started happening to me. I can remember a call just like you said you was doing, and I can be somewhere, and my mouth would open, and I would say, I would be telling God. I thought, you know, at first I didn't realize it was God. I would say, I'm not going to say nothing. He'd be telling me, say something. And as soon as my mouth would part, just a fraction, blew, I started coming out my mouth like a paw parrot. So I started saying, God, is this prophecy? Is this Zara? I started telling people on elevators things about their life, everything. And I have never met those people before. And the people be looking at, and that's what's been happening to you?
Yeah.
I mean, people have been looking at you
for a while.
And that's what they've been saying. How did she know that? She don't know me. I don't know her. But it's the Holy Ghost that's using you at that time to reveal to that person. And I used to, it'd be down to the minute dictates for me. I used to tell people standing up at the job I was on before I retired, I would describe the people's house, tell them what's all in their house. Had never been to the people's house. All this stuff,
yep.
And the people say, oh, no, that's you might be talking about somebody else. A couple of days later, they'd be off from work, and when they come back to work, they say, you know what you told me? And I'd be trying to, what you mean? You know, da-da-da-da. You even had it down to the minute of the color flowers I had in my house, the color curtains. I say, huh? And, you know, I started going to God. I said, God, what's going on with me? What's happening, you know? Because I couldn't explain it to nobody. So I know how you felt. Pastor here, give a little bit on that, because I had experienced that in my early years of the different spiritual gifts God gave me.
Okay, that's the gift. That's the gift of prophecy, because if you remember when Jeremiah was a prophet, they called him the prophet of doom. He didn't always have nothing good to say to the people, and they were scared of Jeremiah. Remember that? And you remember over in Jeremiah 42, when he began to when Jeremiah had the word for the people, and they said, "Okay, whatever the Lord tells us, you know, we're gonna do it." And I looked up the scripture in reference to what we were talking about when it says Jeremiah 42. It says, then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you, and I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us. if we do not even according to all things for which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, mm-hmm. to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. And I read that because all whenever God give you a word, give you revelation, see, prophecy is also revelation. That's one of the gifts of revelation. Whenever he give you revelation, it's not going to always be good. And, but remember, in the end, it's what that person needs. You get what I'm saying? It's not going to always be good. God sends warning through prophecy. He sends judgment through prophecy, you know? He sends, you know, like if God give you something for someone and it's not a good word, you're like, God, how am I going to tell this person this? I've had to do that. And I'm telling you, I remember when I first started offering my gift, you know, I thank God my mom's on the line with me. I thank God I was born with the gift. And my mom is an awesome anointed prophetess. She walked in the prophetic. And I remember when I started really discovering my gifts, my mom started training me in my gifts. My mother trained me very well in my gifting. I remember a lot of times when God gave me bad prophecies for people, I didn't want to give that to the people, so I would give them all the good stuff. I remember when I first started, because I didn't want to give them the bad stuff. And I remember my first woman pastor, God gave her a word for me, and God rebuked me on the altar. He said, I've given you things for people, and, you know, whether it was good or whether it was bad, and you did not give them the things that I gave. Even though it wasn't good for you, it was going to be good for them later on. And he began to put all those people before me that he had given me all those bad things I thought was bad to say to them. And guess what? When I had to obey God, God began to tell me all the things he'd done in my life. He rebuked me. And I had to go back and tell him, do you not know when I went back and told those people? Do you not know one of them? I mean, they actually... one of the girls actually got delivered the same day, you know. I mean, so whenever he gives you, it's not going to always be good. But if it's from God, it's the truth, whether it's good or bad. You know what I'm saying? But in the end, it's going to help them because somebody could be walking in sin. And God give you a word for them and say, well, the Lord told me to tell you, whatever, you know, by this day, da 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 da, that you need to come out of your sin, come out of where you are, because if you don't, you know, whatever he give you to tell them, you see what I'm saying? But it's for to help them in the long run. It's to bring their deliverance.
Okay.
So that's the gift of prophecy, you know. When you out walk in the gift in the office, you have to guard your words. You have to be mindful what you say. Even when you get angry with people, you can't say certain things out your mouth. You have to bridle your tongue. Because when you have the gift, it'll happen. So you have to be mindful. You have to guard what you say. And you can't speak out of anger. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. I spoke out of anger the other day here, and it so came true the next day. I said,
right.
Oh, goodness.
Right.
And,
yeah, so you have to realize.
Yeah, I certainly was. I was pissed off, and and whatever came out of my mouth, and I said in anger, it came true, and I was just like, no, that wasn't me. I don't know if that was a prophecy or what. Did I just send my negative energy and cause it?
Right.
I don't know. I was just like really, you know.
Right.
Oh,
and we really
yeah,
have to be
so.
Mindful when you have the gift. You have to be mindful because people can also use your gift. You can, you know, I mean, you can be other people can be intimidated by it, and you don't want people to be fearful. God gives you the gift to bring deliverance to people. It's all to exalt. It's all to esteem and to bring their deliverance. You know, it's to get the captive set free. All of the gifts are actually to win people to Christ and to have people stay free. He said, because he's coming back for people without spot or blemish. So the gifts are really to help people get delivered, get people prepared for Christ's coming, you know. That's what the gifts are really for.
Hello?
Yeah.
I have area code 860. You are not on the air.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I've been really enjoying the discussion this morning. It is really helping me a lot. I have a prophetic gift myself, and I have a question.
Okay.
It seems easy to, like, I walk to the grocery store, and I get a word for somebody that I don't know in line. But when it comes to myself, I really struggle at hearing from the Lord. And I just walked out of the room so that you guys wouldn't have to listen to that. But the kids are making noise. I'm sorry. Would you mind praying for me? I have some confusion going on right now, and I'm really trying to press into God. And I just really need him to just give me some clarity and guidance.
Okay. Okay. Praise God. Woman of God, you want to
just
pray?
Just go ahead and pray, baby.
Okay. Father, Lord God, we just come before your throne of grace. Lord, we come lifting up the name of Jesus this morning. Lord, we come lifting up your daughter of Zion. Father, we come casting the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come and we ask God, gracefully, God, that you begin to give a spirit of clarity this morning. Father, we bind Satan on every hand. In the name of Jesus, we bind up everything that's not like God. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. Father God, I pray right now, God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. God, I pray, God, for clarification, God. God, I pray, God, for a clear word from the Lord, God. God, I bind the spirit of confusion right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. The hand of God is against you. We come up against the spirit of confusion right now. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I believe you right now. Father, you said in your word, whose report shall we believe? I believe the report of the Lord. Father, you said, whatsoever we pray, if we believe in our heart, we shall have. Father, I pray, God, that you begin to touch our mind right now. Go in the corridors of our mind, God, and bring clarity, God. In the name of Jesus this morning. Father, we worship you this morning. We thank you right now. We believe you that it's done, God. We believe you right now. All of us on the phone, we touch and agree. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, for clarity right now. God, for peace right now. Sanctification right now, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you right now. We worship you this morning. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We believe the report of the Lord this morning. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
and
you,
call Jesus. A number from area code 860. It's already done.
Yes, it is. My God. Praise your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, just
thank
believe.
You.
Hallelujah.
I will believe.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And I thank God for this topic today because it's opening a lot of people's mind that have questions, need answers, need clarity, not sure. Exactly what spiritual gifts they have that's lying dormant on the inside of them. And they know it's something, they need to release it, and they're going through the motion or they just, they're just all up in their mind. They say, God, what's going on with me? What's happening? You know, everybody can see this in me, but I can't see it myself. You showing me, but I'm throwing it off as something else. So, God, help me and my unbelief, So it's a lot of people, that's going and sitting in churches that just sitting. They're not being productive.
That's right. That's right. My God.
And, one of the other gifts, too, I was going to talk about today is hospitality. A lot of people have that gift and don't even realize. Find that in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, the 9th, and the 10th verse. And it say hospitality means to warmly welcome people, even strangers, into one's home or your church as a means of serving those in need of food, of lodging, of clothing, hospitality, you can help.
Right, being hospitable.
Visiting a hospital, doing something for somebody else other than yourself. You can show hospitality. with someone coming to go home. You know, have a seat. Would you, you're eating a preparing food. Offer them something to eat. You see they need some clothing. Offer, give them some clothes. Don't give them nothing ragged. Give them the best you got in your closet. And say, it's their size or whatever, you know. But be hospitable, you know, hospitality. A lot of people don't, they're sitting in church, don't even know just that, hospitality. Yeah. Some people say, well, you know, I can't do this, or I can't do, you can do something. It's something God didn't give you to do. Just ask God what it is. Don't let people talk you out of what he done told you. And then, hospitality is not for everybody. They have something else, you know. He knows who to give what to. Mm-hmm. Oh, I give God praise this morning.
Yes, yes.
I give him praise.
You know, and hospitality and love work together. You have to have the love of Christ to be hospitable, you know, to people. Everybody can't greet and meet and be, you know, and have the spirit of hospitality. So you have to be very, you have to have the love of God on the inside of you, you know, to be hospitable. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. Yes.
And another one of our spiritual gifts is knowledge.
Yes.
And you'll find this in Corinthians also, 1 Corinthians 12:8, is to seek to learn as much about the Bible as possible through the gathering of much information.
Yes.
Analyzing of that data. You know, you have the Bible. Keep the Bible. Read that Bible. But sometimes you may need to get some other things that will help you with your knowledge of God telling you things, writing stuff down, you know, going back to it. Different sermons you may hear or something, you know, and God will He will give you that knowledge. I'm a living witness. You pray for it, and He will give it to you.
Oh yes, He will. Oh my God.
You know, leadership. I'm coming down to leadership.
All right now.
Romans 12:8. That's to stand before the people in such a way as to attend to the direction of the body with such care and diligently, so as to motivate others to get involved in the accomplishment of these goals, of their goals, you know, leadership. Everybody has been placed in a leadership position. If some people say, well, I can do what he doing, I can do what she doing, just give them that responsibility for one day.
Okay.
And you'll see.
You'll see.
Whether they're really in a leadership position.
That's right. That's right.
It will tell.
Yes.
They'll be calling you, pulling their hair out, screaming. How do you do it? How did you? Well, did God call you to this? Or do you want to do it? It was so easy because you saw me doing it. Like, for instance, I'll give myself an example. I do a lot of different gifts and a lot of things, but right now I'm going to talk about prison ministry. I do prison ministry.
Yeah.
Everybody's not cut out for prison ministry.
Right, right.
I found that out. A lot of people tell me, oh, I'm going to go with you, I'm going to go in. They may go one or two times, and then they come out, oh, no, I can't. But no, you say God called you into prison ministry.
Come on now.
Now, you got to do what God called you, not what you seen Overseer Sadie doing, and you thought it was so easy. So many people told me, oh, I can do outreach. That's easy. Just give out some clothes or some food and take a bag here, say a word. A lot of people that call and left different churches saying God called them to do outreach and call me in the course of a week and month. How do you get the people to do this? Can you call so-and-so to help me? Wait a minute. If God gave you a ministry, he didn't give you the people. You're supposed to know what you're supposed to do with the people in the ministry.
Amen.
You know, but I mean, that's why we're talking about this show today. Spiritual gift, knowing what God have called you as an individual to do.
That's it.
I'm not going to say God put me in the same capacity or Pastor Hill. God have a calling on her life that's different from the calling on my life. We may do two or three things the same, but it's a whole lot of different entities that he have us in at this particular time in our life. So why I'm going to run out and try to take what she's doing up under my wings, don't know, I don't even know what what she went through. Just I'm going to bring her back on at another segment to tell you her life story. I didn't go through the things she went through to get the anointing on her. I got anointed, but my story is different than her story. So how can I say I'm doing what she's doing because God gave me that no. She she cried a many tears. She shared a many things, many days.
Yes, ma'am.
So I can't get in Pastor Hill place and say, well, no, he called me to do bum, 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 bum. Mm-mm. No, let me stay in my own lane where God then called me until he moved me. When he get ready to move me to another spiritual gift, he going to let me know and he going to put me right on into that with the ones I know already. But it ain't no use in me trying to go tell somebody that I'm going to play this instrument and no, I don't have no kind of musical ability. That ain't what God told me.
Right.
So, you know, we have to be so careful and really pray. Go to God for yourself and ask God, God, what it is that you have designed for me to do. I have a young lady on right now on this show right now. I'm looking at her area code. And she's an intercessor. That's what God called her to do. Now, why I'm going to tell her, well, I'm going to take over doing what you're doing because I'm an innocent. No, I can intercede for so, you know, but this is a gift. God gave her a spiritual gift that he gave
right.
her. That's her baby. So now I ain't going to try to take that from her and tell her, no, I can do what all you're doing. I'll be telling the tale because that ain't what God gave me. I need to work in what God then give me. And when he
right.
see me being faithful over a few things, he'll make me ruler over many. He'll give me
that.
More. But be faithful on what he didn't give you.
Yes, ma'am.
Ah, my.
My God, my God.
Hey.
God.
Ooh, Jesus.
My God.
And then, you
wow.
know, I just thank God for my pastors. I'm going to get on pastor just a second.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Found in Ephesians 4:11.
Right.
God didn't call everybody to pastor.
Right.
Just because you can speak a word today or tomorrow or next week don't mean you're a pastor.
That's right.
You go to Ephesians 4:11, it says to be responsible, spiritual caring for,
right.
protect, guiding, and feeding a group of believers entrusted to one's care. God's going to give you the words that he wants you to shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he will.
Everybody runs into all the body of Christ and say, they want a title. I'm a pastor.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Give them a pastor role for 2 days. You ain't gonna be able to, if they're not called a pastor, you ain't going to be able to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And people got to realize, go in the lane God done put you in. Stay
That's
in your
right.
lane. Don't try
That's
to
right.
take something because somebody else say it sounds. You know, with some people, that title, it sounds good. But God ain't looking at titles. He's looking at the heart. He's looking at what you're going to do, what you can do, your potentials.
Right.
You know, I should have put this show, I think, for 2 hours today.
Yes, Lord.
Anybody else that's on the line that would like to say something, please feel free. You can come on and say we'd like to hear from you because this is I thank God for this topic today. Not about me. It's all about him today in this topic. And Pastor Hill, did you have some other words of wisdom you'd like to give to the people? I guess I better get to writing right quick and then let you close us out.
Go ahead and talk about
okay.
writing.
Hmm? Okay. You know, on writing, some people have the ability for writing. And I found that in 1 Timothy 3:14 and 15 and 1 John 20:30 and 31, if you have your pen, I hope you write it down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the gift of writing is a special gift whereby the Spirit enables certain Christians to translate Bible truth into a written form that can edify, instruct, and strengthen the community of believers.
Mm-hmm.
Although this gift is not specifically named in the New Testament, gift list, there is little dispute that God will give special creative ability to use in his work today. as he did in Old Testament time. You know, when you go into the Bible bookstores and sometime in your local grocery store, you pick up such wonderful reading material someone have written. And as you read that, you say, my, where? How did they acquire this here? It was through the Holy Spirit that
That's
God
right.
gave it. And some people have the ability, can sit down and write a book, so spirit-filled, and you know the pain, right? Like you go to the card store, and you want you want one of them Hallmark cards that say just what you want it to say. You may find a card at another store, but I'm just using that as an example. It's saying, well, you saying it in your head and in your mind, but look like you can't put it down on paper. God have it. Well, somebody done written it already for you. All you do is go ahead and buy it and give it to the person you want to give it to. And it's self-explanatory. And they say, oh, you was feeling that away about me? You had those thoughts? You couldn't put it down on paper like they did, but God will direct you. Or somebody you may meet that will write stuff for you. Like I noticed a lot of the guys in prison. A lot of them can't write or can't spell. And when their wives or girlfriends get letters from them, they're just idolizing them letters, not realizing somebody else there in the prison, their buddy or somebody else, that wrote these beautiful letters to the wives and to the girlfriends saying just what that man wanted to say but didn't know how to put it in word form. So, you know, God has so many talents for us that we are not using today. I want to thank everyone that came on the air today. I want you to tune in again next week because we have another exciting topic next week. So I want y'all to be able to tune in and to come on. And I thank every guest, every person that called in today, every
person
that just even listened in that didn't say anything. I want to tell y'all thank you for y'all presence today because it might have been some questions that was asked by someone else today that gave you clarity today in your life that will help you along this Christian journey. So, with any further ado, I'm going to have our guest speaker, Pastor Hill, to give us a prayer that will close us off today until next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. We want y'all to be blessed.
Praise God.
Pastor Hill, off the line today.
Thank you.
Thank you for being my guest. Thank you.
It was a privilege. It was such an honor and a privilege. And I also want to say before I pray, if you're out there and you're not in a spirit-filled church or you're in a church that the gifts are not operating and you know that it's something more that you need from the Lord, then I suggest that you begin to go into your prayer chamber, your prayer closet, and pray and ask God for direction where you can get into a five-fold ministry. A five-fold ministry is where the gifts are really operating. And ask the Lord to put you in a spirit-filled, faith-based church that are really operating in the gifts so that your gifts, when you're in that type of environment, your gifts can begin to manifest. So that's my prayer today, and that's what I suggest to all of the people that have a gift and really not in tune with who you are and what your gifts are. Amen? So, Father, Lord God, we just come before your throne of grace today. Lord, we come thanking you, God, for allowing us this moment in time. God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone who came on the line, and we pray, God, that, God, you gave them the answers to all of their questions. Father God, if there's somebody out there that don't know you, God, Lord God, we ask, Father God, that we would begin to pray for the unsaved today, God, and God, that raise up mighty witnesses out there, God, that will witness to someone, God, and bring someone else to Christ, God. Invite them in, Father, to the family of Christ, oh God. Father God, we thank you right now that everyone that came on the line today, that God, I thank you that you're going to make a difference. I thank you that you're going to give them direction, Lord God. Bless the woman of God that gets on the line on every Wednesday, God. Continue to strengthen her, God, and gird her, God, with the word of the Lord, God. We thank you right now. We bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God, and we welcome you. We thank you for coming on the line and just supping with us today, God. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for the unsaved, God, that somebody don't know you, God. Oh, Father God, we pray, God, that you save them, God. We pray that you save them, God, and we welcome them to Christ, Father. We thank you now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank God.
Amen. And until next week, y'all be be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Have a wonderful and a blessed week.
And, Mom, thank you for being on the line with me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. And bye-bye.